do ask an interest in your prayers. Without a doubt, this is an emotional service for me. Piney Grove Church has been my life. For almost 70 years, it's been my life. Fourth Sunday night, 1967 in May, I was sitting, I don't remember exactly where, but probably on the front pew, because I had graduated to the front pew by then. I had been for some time weeping the preaching of God's word. I didn't come to church that night with the intention of joining. But next thing I knew, Brother Dallas was saying that Thomas Searle has presented himself to this church or something along that line. And this church graciously accepted my confession and my desire to become a member of this church. Saturday before the second Sunday in June of that same year, of course, Brother Dallas baptized me, along with two others. I think one of them is still here. And there was an older brother that had joined, and if I remember correctly, there was three of us baptized that day. Began a journey for me that's been quite a journey, quite a pleasant journey, a journey fraught with pitfalls, of course, because we live in a fallen world, but a journey that, as many, many things that I would change if I possibly could, but a journey I've enjoyed nonetheless. I think of the hymn, There's a Little Old Church That I Love So Well. It is there I kneel to pray. It is here I've knelt to pray. When I was pastor of this church, the church graciously added on to the building, and one of the rooms became their pastor's study. And I've spent a lot of hours out here in that study and on these pews praying first of all for me, because I felt the burden of what I was being called to do, but praying for this church. And if you've never had the privilege of serving, of the church that you're serving, where that you have a membership, blessed to have a membership of 50 or so members, and I think maybe all but two or three of them are kin to me. And probably if we sat down and talked about it long enough, those two or three were kin to me somehow or another. That was Thomas Searle. Had the blessing of having my family, my natural family, to also be my spiritual family. This little old church that I love so well. It's there I kneel to pray to Jesus my Lord, all my troubles tell, and receive comfort on my way. Oh, that little old church where the message is free, and we shake each other's hand. In that spot no mortal eye can see the rich blessings from glory land. There we sing the songs of Zion's hill, and we cry, have mercy, Lord. In each prayer we hear, we can feel a thrill and abide in his holy word. When communion time comes, we're glad to meet, for there's joy beyond compare. When the dear old saints wash each other's feet, they're shouting in heaven fair. I remember a good brother saying one time after communion service, said, you know, if we'd had this handshake before we washed feet, we wouldn't have had to draw in water from the spigot. Because there'd been enough water in those tears to have filled all the pans that we could have washed each other's feet, like Mary did her Savior with our tears. The church at Piney Grove is been blessed beyond measure. I'd like to share a couple of scriptures here with you now in talking about the blessings of this church. Psalm 145, verse 4. The psalmist says, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We've been blessed to see that happen here. One generation praising the Lord, the works of God, from one generation to the next. I've had the privilege of sitting in this congregation with a great grandmother, with a grandmother and a grandfather, with my mother and father, with my siblings, with my children, with my grandchildren, and now with my great-grandchildren. My prayer is that my children and all my grandchildren, that God would bless them to love this church, what it stands for, and what has been preached from this pulpit, and what has been preached already this weekend, and what will continue to be preached as much as I and my fathers before me. I'm also blessed, Sister Lane and I, to live in my grandparents' home. And I've been told and been verified, my grandfather, Bond, was blind. And I've been told that many a weekend, second weekend, when Piney Grove was having their meeting, that he left quite early that morning to get here for church. And Aunt Dolores, you can correct me, but he walked. You know how far it is from my house to Piney Grove Church? It's 10.5 miles. Not as a crow flies. It's 10.5 miles. One generation shall praise thee to the next generation. Psalm 112, verse 2. Praise ye the Lord, the psalmist says. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. A rich heritage I have here at this place, I know for a fact that one of the reasons that God has blessed Piney Grove Church to be here for 175 years is because of generations past, not just my family. There were some other wonderful families here as well. And they served their generation as David did. And they served it well. They loved God. They loved his people. They loved his word. And they loved his ways. And most importantly, they loved to show all that. Yeah. You know, they showed their love And they showed their love not just by telling you they loved you, but they did. They were doers of God's word. My son and I and our wives have been out here a number of times since we returned from Nebraska and mowing grass. And I've thought about it a lot of times. When I was a boy, that as we'd drive up on the yard, that'd be Uncle Evan and Aunt Dolores. Way back then, Uncle Rufus and Aunt Ruth. Uncle Willie and Aunt Doris. Brother Hurley Knowles. And I could go on and on. And we didn't climb on the riding mowers. We all unloaded probably about an 18 or 20 inch push mower. And buddy, they were all over the place. I mean, when you mowed back then, you mowed in a hurry. Because if you didn't, somebody else was going to run over you. I mean, I've seen as high as 10 or 12 mowers, push mowers on this place, maybe more. We used mowers to mow this yard. We mowed the ditch. They were as good as any weed eater you could buy. Let me tell you about a man that loved this church. Took him a long time to go into the water. Uncle Willie Bond. But he couldn't see to push a mower. But he could feel and see well enough he'd get down on his hands and knees. And he's worked in this yard as much as any of the rest of us. He's worked in this building as much as any of the rest of us. That generation served their generation well. And God has taken them home. And we have the responsibility to carry the baton forward. My prayer for myself has always been that I could just be just somewhat dedicated as they were to the cause of Christ. They traveled and visited other churches in this area. Of course, back then, Piney Grove only met second Sunday and Saturday before and fourth Sunday night. They were faithful to visit the other churches of the Choctawhatchee Association, which consisted of 11 churches at that time. And they made the sacrifices necessary, etc. They served their generation well. And they passed on the baton. And they served their generation well, not only here at Piney Grove Church, but they served their generation well in Headland, Alabama. A lot of people in Headland, Alabama still know the legacy of Piney Grove Primitive Baptist Church, if you will. And they appreciate it. The only thing that I would say about that is I say to a lot of them, said, we love Piney Grove Church. And I said, well, why don't you come see us if you love us that much and express it to us? Well, let me hasten on. 1 Peter chapter 2 in verse 9. We understand why, I hope we understand why these ancestors did what they did for Piney Grove Church. You say, well, they loved the Lord. That's right. They loved the Lord. But they understood why they loved the Lord. The Apostle Peter puts it this way. He says, but ye are a chosen generation. They understood that their love for the Lord was because he first loved them. That they understood that if they were belonged to the Lord, it's because God had chosen them. They were a chosen generation. And yes, I unequivocally say that they were a royal priesthood. In my eyes, they were kings and queens. Amen. Royal priesthood. And holy nation. Yes, holy. Mortal? Oh, yes. Remember, I was their pastor for a while. Mortal? Yes. But they were also holy, because God made them holy. And they were a holy nation, a nation. They served their generation well. They were private. They took care of themselves. They recognized who they were as individuals. But when it came to Piney Grove Church, they recognized they were part of a whole. That this was family. That this was church. It's a called out assembly. And that, you know, yes, there were times that they did things individually. But they recognized that God called us as a church body to work together, to walk together, right, to labor together. Whether it's doing the physical needs of the building and the grounds, or preparing for meetings like this, or more importantly, to work together to serve God and to be loyal to His cause. And to be together, they were together in their conviction. So they were these things. They were a royal, a priesthood, a chosen generation, and holy nation. You bet your bottom dollar they were a peculiar people. And still are. Now I say that tongue in cheek. But they were peculiar people in the fact that they were, that word peculiar means one's own. They were a peculiar people. They knew they were God's people. That's what made them peculiar. One's own. They were God's people. Peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Let me close with the words of another hymn, if you'll allow me. They also recognized the sentiment of these verses of this hymn. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of Thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is Thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting Thou art God, to endless years the same. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be Thou my guide while life shall last, and our eternal home. I pray for Piney Grove Church. This is my earthly home. I spent 17 years in Nebraska. Not many days that I didn't think about Piney Grove Church, and prayed for this church, still pray for this church. And my prayer is that God will bless us, that He will bless me. That when God calls me home, that I can pass the baton to the next generation. And not just that, not, my hope is not that you'll just be here. That's not my hope, and my desire is that 175 years from now that, yeah, there's Piney Grove Church. No, my hope and desire is that what my forefathers preached from this pulpit, and what I and my generation strive to preach from this pulpit, if the Lord tarries and he blesses Piney Grove Church to be here, that those that come after us will be preaching the same truths. And that there'll be people in the pews amening those same truths. And that as a body, that wherever we are in our community, that they'll know that you're from Piney Grove Church by the way that you live and by how you express what you believe. May God bless us. May God go with us. And I thank you for your time and your attention.
Just stand and sing the first verse.